From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. I missed you.
Leanne, we missed you. I missed you last week.
Oh, it was a great puzzle with Linda, though. I was at home recovering from this nasty mouth and tongue infection, and I was yelling my four-letter words at the radio just like everyone else. How did you survive the snow?
Oh, so much shoveling.
Really?
It took me 3 days of an hour each day.
Oh, do you have a long driveway?
Yes, and it has 5 and 6 foot walls on the side. Can't just push the snow to the side. I have to heave it over.
Ooh. Well, you must have nice, strong forearms by now.
It was great exercise.
I bet. I enjoyed the snow, actually. It was very pretty. And since I didn't have to get out last weekend, I think I was saved. But I did love playing the puzzle, although Linda said I could solve the week-long challenge that you gave everyone. Of course I didn't. So first of all, why don't we start with your repeating that challenge you gave everyone to work on this week.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. I said, take 7 consecutive letters of the alphabet, remove one of them, rearrange the remaining 6 letters to get the last name of a famous author. Who is it?
Who is it?
Well, it's Proust, as in Marcel Proust. That consists of the letters O through U without the Q.
Wow, Madeline's all around. Well, we received about 1,600 correct entries to this one, and our randomly chosen winner this week is Terry Van Namen. Hi, Terry. Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
Hi, Leanne. It's great, yes.
And where are you from?
Cimarron, Kansas.
Cimarron, Kansas. I think you're our first player from Cimarron, Kansas. What kind of town is Cimarron?
It's a small town out in southwest Kansas, a population of less than 3,000.
Anywhere near Dodge City?
About 20 miles west of Dodge City.
What do you do there in Cimarron?
I'm an accountant.
And a puzzle player, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to play today with Will?
I am ready.
Oh, you sound ready. I'm ready, too. Probably not as ready as you are. But we'll see what Will has for us today. Will, please meet Terry, and let's play.
All right, Terry, today's puzzle is centered around the operating room, or OR. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word ends in O and the second word starts with R. For example, if I gave you the clue, popular Campbell's soup, you might say tomato rice.
Okay.
Right, number one is where San Juan is.
Puerto Rico.
Excellent. Number two, a floor covering made by Southwest Indians.
A rug.
Yeah, what kind? And a Indian tribe of the Southwest.
Navajo rug.
Navajo rug is it. Amount of space for carrying things, as on a ship.
A cargo.
Yeah, the amount of space.
A cargo room.
Cargo room is right. How about this? A noted Mexican muralist.
Oh.
Recently
Diego Rivera.
Good job.
Diego Rivera. Good job. Erskine Caldwell novel made into a movie and a Broadway play. And if that doesn't jump to mind, I'll give you a hint. The first word is something you smoke. What you put in a pipe, for example.
Oh, Tobacco
Road.
Tobacco Road, is it?
Okay.
1967, James Bond spoof.
Oh.
With Peter Sellers, right?
I'm hearing the
theme music done on trumpet.
Go ahead.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale is right.
Thank you, Leanne.
Sure.
It forms Kentucky's northern border.
The Ohio River.
That's it. Transaction at Blockbusters.
Video rental.
Yes. Famous broadcaster of Japanese propaganda in World War II.
Oh. Help me here.
Tokyo Rose.
That's it. Tokyo Rose.
Okay.
Excellent. Person who improves old snapshots.
A retouch.
Retoucher will be fine. And what's the first word? What kind of retoucher?
Photo
retoucher is right. And your last one, a cry at a Washington football game.
Go Redskins.
Go Redskins is it.
Hey, Terry, you were great.
I tried.
You tried, really? I mean, you were terrific. You were having so much fun.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you were there to help me out.
Well, you know, you said your family likes to play puzzle together, and you're part of our public radio family, so the family that plays puzzle together stays together, right?
That's right.
We're all family. You were great. We're going to send you some things for being our puzzle player today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set, which has a CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and our favorite book, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. So, Terry, there in Cimarron, Kansas, tell us your public radio station.
I listen to KANZ in Garden City, Kansas.
Okay, Terry Van Nomen from Cimarron, Kansas. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you very much.
All righty. All right. Well, back in the saddle again. What can our listeners work on for the next week?
Well, try this. Think of a five-letter word with the consecutive letters A-L. I'm not saying where these letters appear in the word, but they are consecutive. Change the A-L to an O, and the result is a four-letter word that means the opposite of the first one. What words are these? So again, a five-letter word containing the consecutive letters A-L. Change the A-L to an O to get a four-letter word that's the opposite in meaning. What words are these?
When you know, put that answer into an email and send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. And, Will, since I warmed up Linda Wertheimer last week because I was sick, next week I'm on vacation, so she'll be back to play
great.
Puzzle again. So thanks a lot. Had a great time today, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.